Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/star rewards.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I hear that now that Mr. War 24 is over in Scotland and knowing that it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I got to think that he's drinking a beer full of monkeys right now. I don't know if he is or not.
I'm not a gambling man, but the odds are probably in my favor.
Right. Welcome back. Hour number two, our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. You know, I've been by both locations as of late, and they're starting to get some of the new fall stuff in, and that's great because some of the old stuff is on sale right now, and there's all kinds of new great looking stuff coming in. Got a new Tiger Golf shop that they've got in location with just a whole new segment there. Love Tiger Sports Shop. Love that what Julie Ibrahim's done with the place, and I am a frequent visitor. John tells me you got to get the Nike polo every single year, the coach's polo every single year. You got to do that, man. You got to keep up with the times. When you get ready, as they continue to get ready, think about Tiger Sports Shop. 800-933-7297, located off of Tiger Boulevard and located off of College Avenue. Two great locations. Check them out online. And they order. I know the UPS man and the FedEx guys, they're there every single day. Check them out online. It's tigersports.com. Hour number two, John Hyatt, Mickey Pollard. World Cup yesterday, England falls to Croatia 2-1 in extra time. Croatia and France on Sunday's final. Roger Federer was ousted yesterday in a marathon fifth set. Wimbledon women's semis, no top 10 seeds. Serena's still in it, though, I think.
Yes, she is.
Serena crushes a tennis ball. It's like, I wonder if anybody has been as physically dominant in their sport as Serena is in her sport compared to anybody else. Mm. Now, I see these little skinny little girls that are going, eh, whatever. I see like Serena's like, rod, crushing it, man, you know? Completely different style.
Oh, yeah.
By far the greatest women's tennis player in the history of the sport.
She's amazing. Absolutely incredible.
Yankees win, Red Sox win, Atlanta wins, Philly loses. Great stuff there. So, Boston 3.5 games up over the Yankees still. Atlanta now tied to Philadelphia. That's good stuff. Got some coaches' hot seat stuff coming up as well. And Paul Strelo at 8:05. We're going to talk a lot of basketball this morning. There's some great in-state players. We'll ask him about that. In our last segment, we talked about changes in the program. Tammy from Seneca wrote, texted in and said, give me three things you changed about the program. And it's tough to the point where we got to do stuff like this. You know your program's in good shape where you get this text. Tiger on top of the scoreboard needs to be painted. Okay. Knock yourself out on that one. I like that Tiger up there. See, that Tiger was there when I was a little kid. Had the eyes light up and the tail wags.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we need to keep some things around that are that ties to the past.
I think we need to bring back the Army ROTC says take no prisoners sign we used to have up.
All right.
It was on a banner in the West End Zone. And obviously the Army and Air Force ROTC guys here on campus do a great job, but it would say Army ROTC SEZ says take no prisoners. Politically, it's not very politically correct now though.
No.
Right.
I did it made me think of talking to a buddy of mine from Clemson not too long ago about it, and he was saying how he wants to get rid of the brick walls inside the stadium and go back to the old orange walls on the sidelines.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. The brick kind of added a little bit different look. I remember when the brick came in, it's kind of controversial. Yeah. Look, and hosted the show for 20 years, we went from, we got to find a way to beat Duke and Wake Forest. Now we're talking about, can Clemson get some military roots and get back to some camo uniforms? Boy, first world problems, huh?
Brick? I mean, it's... My, how things have changed.
I did hit it with an old-timer here. Yes, bring back the banner. Army ROTC says, take no prisoners. Of course, you know what you'd have there? You'd have people protesting, saying that, well, there's not really war out there. You know, you get all those.
There's always something.
Phil in Greenville says, bring back the country gentleman. Needs no introduction. I don't know. I think Colonel Reb and the country gentleman, some of those guys are kind of been phased out through the years.
Yeah.
Not gonna play Dixie at games anymore. I can tell you that, like they did at one point in time.
Never knew they did that.
Text says fill in missing tombstones, missing Penn State, West Virginia, Illinois, etc. Supposed to have all since 1986. I didn't know that. But we are really. It also says get CJ Spiller in a Ring of Honor. That's coming. That's gonna happen.
But if we fill in those tombstones, the only problem is we're running out of land over there.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to build an upper deck
of tombstones.
For the tombstones. I mean, if we're averaging, what, how many did we get last year? 3-4?
Let's look at that one, buddy.
Because you had Louisville, Georgia Tech.
Those are road or is it neutral site?
Road, neutral, anything that's not in Death Valley where you beat a top 25 team.
Louisville, Clemson won 41-27 against all. Louisville was 14th in the country on the road. Went to Virginia Tech last year, won 31-17. Virginia Tech was 12th in the country. Went to NC State last year and won 38-31.
Right.
They were 20th in the country. In the ACC Championship, South Carolina's ranked 25th, right? In one of those polls.
In one of those polls, they counted, yep.
34-10 there. Beat Miami, who was 7th in the country in the ACC Championship game, 38-3.
We got five. Five in 1 year.
And get them all crammed in over there. Joe Morgan and Easy says, make games not as hot. Yeah, that'd be good. I guess Joe's asking for a dome now.
Yeah. Just dome it in, you know, make it a crisp 72 degrees every time.
Guess this is a pretty good point right here. I stand corrected. Texture Health Care text line says that Texas's white helmets are great. That's a different look too, because it's a white helmet with no stripes at all,
and then the very simple
hook'em horns on there.
Yeah.
Let me look at Texas's helmet really fast. Does the horn or the long horn on there, does it need to be bigger?
I don't know.
They've gone bigger as of late.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, it seemed like it was smaller before. Yeah, that's big enough.
Kind of like the old small tiger paw that faced at High Noon?
I didn't like that.
No.
It'd be bad to have like Bevo as your mascot, though. Like Longhorns, like, eh.
Yeah, but at least they can have a mascot in the stadium.
That's true, but I think I'm right by saying this, and I could be wrong. Like, cows are dumb animals. Most of your herding animals are dumb animals, right? I think I'm right by saying that. But, yeah, as far as white helmets go, I'll give you that texture that Texas has the best white helmets. I just don't want to say Clemson with a white helmet. I think we can all kind of agree on that. Texas said bigger screens. I'm getting old. I need bigger screens. You'll see my iPad. Carolina D writes in, I keep hearing another host say that Bryant was ranked third best deep ball passer. Is he really third best? I like Bryant, but I can't think of a way more than two guys I take throwing the deep ball over him. That's one of those stats that came out from one of those websites that ranks guys and all that. Look, you can show me all the stats you want, but Clemson didn't throw the ball downfield last year. Sorry. You can show me that some website said that some guy downfield was more efficient. And then they had these things. I saw one other day, adjusted downfield ratings and all. I don't know. Are you trying to convince me that Kelly Bryant throws a good deep ball? Are you trying to tell me that Kelly Bryant advances and matriculates the ball down the field is like very good in the downfield passing game? Because if you are, it could show me a stat, whatever, you know. But I'm telling you, he's not a great downfield passer. I don't care what a stat says about it. He's not a natural passer. It's not his deal. He never has been. He never will be. He'll get better at it. But they're not. The offense changed last year. There's no one to convince you otherwise of that. I watched the games. I watched the South Carolina game the other day. Again, in the South Carolina game, let me be very clear about this. In the South Carolina game, you could say, well, Kelly Bryant threw for, I was going to give you the total yards, and I can't do that because Hunter Johnson came in and Zerick Cooper came in. Bear with me a second. But about lies, damn lies, and statistics,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can, as I show you this here, in that South Carolina game last year, I watched every single snap of it. I did 34-3, and I went to bed. But Kelly Bryant, 23 of 34 for 272 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. Well, of those 272, a 61-yarder was a pass out in the flats to Hunter Renfro, which the speedy, lightning-fast Hunter Renfro outran the 11 Gamecocks.
Man, why does he have to graduate this year?
I know.
Can we just keep him forever?
He threw two downfield balls in the game, mm-hmm. completed two. One was T. Higgins, which he underthrew it, and the other one was T. Higgins, which was a little bit low throw. But look at it. It sounds like you bashed him, but no, Kelly Bryant's not the third best. And if it is, I don't know the other quarterbacks in the ACC, how well they throw the ball downfield. I don't know that. But what I can tell you is that Kelly Bryant is not a great downfield thrower.
No.
It's not his deal. So we'll see. I guess Auburn, he threw some of those kind of fade routes. McLeod went and made a couple plays. He hit McLeod on a wide open deal against Louisville
mm-hmm.
on a deep ball. Threw the one deep one to Renfro against Virginia Tech. Completed a 50-yarder against Citadel. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, and I'm not. I don't even name the deep ball. I mean, like the 20-yard square in the, you know, the post corner. I'm not talking about having these posts or these takeoff routes to throw the ball 60 yards downfield. Just he's not a. That's not what he does. And whatever stats you can point out, whoever website rates whatever, I don't know yet. My eyes tell me different. Sorry,
but just, you know, to go back to the, you know, this is how blessed we are, at Clemson, right now. That's why it's great we have two offensive coordinators that can design an offense around right. what he does do well.
Right.
Well, we were able to win 12 exactly games right. and win the conference.
That's exactly right. No doubt about it. Let me get our friend William over in the Peach State. Good morning, William. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Couldn't be better.
I got a true story for you this morning. It happened to me when I was playing college ball. I thought you might be interested.
All right.
We were playing a county down here, Oconee County. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not. They got a good football team. Man, they had some big tater-fed boys on their offensive line. I mean, like 300-pound guys. And I had my granddaddy with me that day, and he's just one of them kind of folks that just tells what's on his mind, you know?
Right.
I bet y'all spend a lot of money on jerseys every year. That coach says, that's all we got to worry about. We'll be just fine with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I hate to depress you this morning, but I got a question for you.
All right.
And I want you to answer it honestly.
All right.
What are y'all going to do when Alabama does make Dabo an offer? Because you know it's coming, brother. When Saban retires, you know it's coming.
All right.
What's your thoughts on that? And I'm going to get off here, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. I think a lot of that depends on when.
Yep.
If it happened right now, I don't think Dabo Swinney would go to Alabama. I think that he likes the current president here. And has a really good working relationship there. He likes the current AD here, has a good working relationship there. He likes the current board of trustees here, has a good working relationship there. Just built him a brand new 20,000 square foot house. He's got his team of national power stuff there. I think that in the end, timing is important. I can't sit here and tell you that Dabo will never go to Alabama because, as he talks about, in 10 years, what if Dabo goes 8-4 a few years in a row and Clemson fans are kind of tired of him? Who knows? You don't know what's going to happen down the road. I don't know how – I know he loves Alabama, but I don't know if there's that personal draw that he has to feel like that, boy, I always wanted to be the head coach of Alabama one day. I've never really heard that or felt that. Who knows how he feels about that? He's got his own Alabama here. I think that Dabo Swinney personally understands the pressure at Alabama. There's pressure here. But I got to tell you, man, there's more pressure at Alabama. There just is. It's just a different deal there now. And just pointing a couple things out there, pointing out to me. And look, the arrogance of Alabama say, well, y'all just keep him warm. Y'all keep him over in the microwave. We'll be ready to come by and sweep him up at any some point in time. And that might happen. I'm not sure to tell you that we won't. I don't think that it would. No. I don't think that he would go right now. But I'll tell you this. The problem with it is that Dabo Swinney does not fit Alabama.
No.
Winning cures, I get it. But let me ask you something here about the fit part of it. And now, again, well, you say, well, he went to Alabama. Sure, he's a fit. You know, I mean, people went to Alabama. There's a lot of coaches out there that went to Alabama. Ray Perkins went to Alabama, didn't fit. Mike Shula went to Alabama, didn't fit. Just because you went to Alabama doesn't mean that you're the fit. Let me say when I mentioned the fit. Who are the most successful coaches in Alabama football history?
Bear Bryant, Gene Stallings, Nick Saban.
Okay. And let me be perfectly clear. I'm going to ask you the personalities, what kind of football. But I don't know what Wallace Wade's personality was. I don't know what Frank Thomas' personality was.
No.
But the three most successful coaches in the last 60 years, 70 years of Alabama football were Paul Bear Bryant, Gene Stallings, and Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
What were their personalities?
Tough guys. You know, very not emotionless, but to an extent, yeah.
Stoic.
Stoic. No nonsense. Very strict.
What's Dabo Swinney's personality?
Dabo likes to have a good time. I've seen those dance party videos in the locker room. He likes to get after it and have some fun.
Here's the difference. If Dabo Swinney goes and takes over to Alabama,
mm-hmm.
he would have to change who he is, or he would have to change who Alabama is. I know Alabama people. I know how they run their program. The first time he comes out with a BYOG saying and Auburn beats him, they're going to say, you take that BYOG and you stick it up your BYOB.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's silly. That's crazy. Who cares about your little sayings down here? Just win the football game, brother. This is old school. Bear didn't do it that way. Nick didn't do it that way. Gene didn't do it that way. Who cares about your little dancing over there? Who cares about all your cute little sayings over there? That's just how they would be.
Right.
The first time you lose to Auburn. Here at Clemson, the guy lost 5-0 to his arch rival, and we're loving. We got BYOG shirts everywhere.
Tweet that.
So, with that said, he would have to change and become a little more Alabama-like, right?
Yeah, you look at those two things. It's either Dabo Swinney has to change,
right,
which Dabo is who he is, and
right,
that's not going to happen. And then you're asking the people of Alabama to change. They're not going to change.
You think Nebraska tried this. Oh,
right.
Well, we're going to be Bill Callahan. We're going the NFL route. But it didn't work. In Nebraska, you do it now. Now, Scott Frost will change the offense a little bit, but he's a Nebraska man. He's going to go back and have the Tom Osborne way, the Bob Devaney way, and it's going to be a Nebraska kind of deal in there. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I'm telling you, personality-wise, it's not a great fit. I've been in Tuscaloosa, man. They're very serious people about football, and it's a corporate kind of feel in there. And Dabo's dancing on the side in the locker rooms and on the sidelines, and his antics, it's not Alabama. It's not.
Right.
I don't know how he came from it.
No.
Gene Stallings is one of the coaches out there who's going to run the football and find a way to play some defense.
You kidding me? That's going to go. Now, again, if you win, that cures all things.
Absolutely.
But Alabama's a very conservative fan base where you do things the Alabama way. And Dabo Swinney's is doing the stanky leg in the locker room.
No, absolutely.
So.
You're 100% right.
Let's change. Short break. We'll take a. Let me tell you about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. A good friend of mine has his date set up with Carolina Flooring Specialists. They're going to come in and they're going to put in an absolutely amazing garage floor. It's going to look great. This guy must have a huge, actually I talked to him about it. He's got a huge garage and that's good. Small garage, big, you know, garage. I was in my garage last night changing my grips on my golf clubs, by the way. And I got to tell you that this was a,
it's fun being out there, man, in my garage. It looks clean and nice and takes some pride in the place, you know? Let them do the same for you. Your garage floor could look amazing. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. Check them out online. Look at their great pictures. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. It's the Mickey Plata Show. More right after this.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth-generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all that worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USANA.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Priority One. security.com. I'm on the website now looking at it, and 888-407-SAFE. Always remember that.
Got some monthly specials going on there. That's nice to see. Look, your family is the most important thing to you, I think, or one of the most important things to you. And Residential Solutions of keeping that, your family safe in a crazy world. You know, I told you before, man, it'd be nice not to have to worry about security, but we do. We have to now, and thank goodness we do. Put your trust in priority one. I put it at our home. Put it here at the studio. It's priority1security.com. The very talented people, the local people that are making a difference. I like doing local business. It's just good to see here in the upstate of South Carolina, a major company, one of the largest providers of security, doing it the way they're doing it. The technology is first class, all that. The people who I like calling up and dealing with them. To find out more, 888-407-SAFE or priority1security.com. We are very satisfied customers here at my home with my family. And forever, I just had dogs that would just rip your head off. Now I got dogs that rip your head off. If you can get past the cameras, if you can get past the security, and kind of like Ocean's 11, you know, trying to get break into my home now. It's good friends at priority1security.com. Get to our text line. By the way, Paul Strillo is going to join us in about 35 minutes. Text line 986-1566. Several people make good points. Kirby Smart would go to Alabama before, but would Kirby Smart leave his alma mater to go there? Let me be clear about this. Look, you don't know. Again, Dabo, I'm not going to tell you Dabo's not going to Alabama. I'm not going to tell you that Kirby Smart's not going to Alabama, because I don't know who the ADs are going to be at that point in time. Who would have thought? I mean, why would Frank Martin leave Kansas State? Well, him and the AD weren't getting along. There are people who'd take lateral moves or move out there because, you know what, the board, I asked for some stuff, and the board really wasn't on board, no pun intended, with me here. I don't like the new president that came in. Jimbo Fisher, who'd have thought Jimbo Fisher would have left? Him and the AD didn't get along. Him and the new president, whatever, they didn't get along. There were some things out there. I can't sit here and tell you that 10 years from now. I know right now Dabo has a great relationship with the president, great relationship with the board, great relationship with his AD. I can't promise you that's going to be the case in 10 years, so I can't promise you he's not going to Alabama. For a Georgia fan saying, no way would Kirby Smart ever leave his alma mater. No, I wouldn't say that. I don't think he's going to leave his alma mater. But what happens if the new AD, the new president, new board gets in there and he has some little run-ins with them and they don't give him what he wants and personality didn't fit? And you know what? All of a sudden now, people make moves. You do it in your business. They'll do it in theirs. I don't like my new GM. I don't like my new boss. I don't like my new salesperson. My sales director. I don't like my new program director. I don't like, so I'm out here moving. I happen to like all the people here, by the way, for the record. So you don't really know that. One of the things that has been brought up many, many, many times is you don't want to follow the guy. Right. It's tough following the guy. In the lure of Alabama football, where it's you want to be the guy. Wallace Wade won 3 national championships there, and Frank Thomas came in. But that's different because that's in the 30s and 40s. And call me crazy, I don't think that the pressure of college football in the 30s and 40s is what it is today.
I wouldn't think so.
Bear Bryant won 6 national championships from 1958 to 1982. You hire Ray Perkins. Perkins is there for 3 years. Perkins went 48 and 32. I'm sorry. Went 32 and 15. Won 66% of his games. Bill Curry came in for 3 years, tried to fix it. Actually had a couple of good years in there, or the 89 year. Went 26 and 10. Won his first 10 games, and then they fired him. Won his first 10 games in 1989, then they fired him. Wasn't a fit. Gene Stallings comes in. Stallings was there for 7 years, won a national championship. Once again, was a legend in Alabama football. We ran the football better. Gene Stallings won a national championship. Perkins and Curry couldn't follow Bryant. Mike DeBose, Dennis Francione, Mike Price, Mike Shula, Joe Kynes couldn't follow Gene Stallings. Alabama went through 11 years of just floundering. Stallings' record wasn't great. 62 and 25. It was not great, but he didn't win a national championship in 92. DeBose followed him, went 24 and 23. Dennis Franchione, 17-8. Mike Price never coached it down there because of the scandal. Mike Shula's record is 10-23 because there were some forfeited years in there. But he didn't win. And he got Nick Saban. So, of the guy that followed the guy at Alabama, Ray Perkins went 32-15-1. The guy that followed Gene Stallings, Mike DeBose, went 24-23. And now Nick Saban. So, of the two that followed the guy, let's see if I'm right, percentage 8, 38, 6, 56 and 38. And every single time that Ray Perkins lost a football game, went for it on fourth down, didn't go for it on fourth down, onside kick, didn't onside kick, punted, didn't punt, went for it, went for two, didn't go for two. Every single time, well, Bear wouldn't have done it that way.
Right.
When Mike DuBose took over for Gene Stallings, every single onside kick or not onside kick, fourth down or not fourth down, or go for two or go for one, or you know, defer or not defer. I mean, every single decision, white helmets or crimson helmets, you know, every single starting quarterback. Well, Gene wouldn't have done it that way. Coach Stallings would have never ran that play at that point in time.
Man.
So the point, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. Right now, Nick Saban's the guy. Paul Bear Bryant was the guy. Gene Stallings was the guy. You don't want to follow the guy.
No.
You want to be the guy that follows
the guy.
The guy.
I'm just sitting here thinking about of some of the great quotes that Dabo has had spouting off at the media.
Yeah.
Just seeing him down there, you know, like you said, after that Boss College game, y'all need to get some new adjectives or, you know, that's bull crap. I mean, can you imagine some of the stuff he'd be shouting down there at the media? If, you know, you haven't won a national title in a year and a half. What's wrong, Dabo? How can you fix the program?
To show you the pressure. And look, pressure, these guys put more pressure on themselves than a fan base puts the pressure on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They hold themselves to a little higher standard than a fan base would. But to show you the pressure at Alabama, I told the story many times on the show now, that Alabama is ranked number one in the country. They won a national championship. The next year, they ranked number one in the country. Let me see if I'm right by saying this on this year stuff here. In 2000 and let me see here on the Auburn deal there. What was last year Auburn? When did Auburn win the national championship? When did they play Florida State?
2010. When they won it with Cam.
No. When they played for against Florida State. That was
14?
13, 14.
It was one of the, yeah, 13.
Yeah, 13.
January of 14.
Yeah, in 2013, Alabama won the national championship in 12. They were number one the entire year. Right?
Right.
They went 11-0. They beat Virginia Tech by 25. They went to A&M and won by 7. They beat Colorado State by 25. They beat Ole Miss by 25. They beat Georgia State by 42. They beat Kentucky by 41. They beat Arkansas by 52. They beat Tennessee by 35. They beat LSU by 21. They beat Mississippi State by 13. They beat Chattanooga by 49. They're ranked number one in the country. How many weeks in a row? I don't know how many weeks. Two straight years number one in the country.
Right.
They go to Auburn. Auburn's ranked fourth in the country. They line up for a game-winning field goal. The ball ends up short. Kick six. Auburn wins the game. Get a couple players suspended. Don't really care about it. Didn't win the division. Didn't go win the championship game, so didn't get to that. Went to Sugar Bowl and played Oklahoma. Trevor Knight lights them up. Alabama's not all that motivated. Burton Burns tells me that the entire spring, the next spring, after being ranked number one, defending national champions, one play, and then unmotivated in a bowl game, he said, the entire spring, you go out to dinner, you go to the grocery store in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, everybody's saying, what the hell's wrong with our football program? It's different, man.
Yeah.
It's different. There's pressure here. Let's don't pretend like there's not pressure here.
Right.
If you don't like pressure, go coach it at Montana State. You know, go coach it at Idaho.
Right.
There's pressure here. Pressure's intensified there. You want to get into that? I mean, really, truly, do you want to go to work? Do you want to be? I know this. Friends of mine, were stockbrokers on Wall Street, and they're the guys out there buying and screaming and yelling at each other all day long. You want to do that all the day? That kind of pressure all day, every day.
Mm.
I don't know. It's different.
Do you want to go to a school that has built a program for you, or do you want to stay at a place that has built a program in the image that he's had forever?
Right.
He's got the house. Now, he's, I don't know.
Again, I've never had the conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he would say, but you know what? No, neither does Alabama. The arrogance of Alabama fans, oh, well, yeah, of course mom's college. Oh, of course they would, you know, whatever. Hey, Bear Bryant left A&M in Kentucky, whatever came. Good for him. But I don't know what the answer would be. There's a lot of reasons to go. Alabama's great, and there's number one program. That's great, and blah, blah. At the same time, Clemson's given a lot of reasons to stay, too. No, I don't. I'm not sure he knows. Let me say one other thing about it, too. Dabo's a different dude. He's just a different dude. And you say, well, Alabama opened up checkbooks. I know him fairly well. I don't think that Dabo Swinney is motivated by money. I think Dabo Swinney's worth, I don't know, $25 million now, maybe. I don't. What's he worth now? I don't know. I don't think Dabo keeps score in the bank. I don't think he keeps score in the personal wealth building. I think he keeps score in different ways. And so if he's driven, if he's led in his deal, if he feels compelled or led or somebody telling him, you know, hey, this is what I need to do with my family, I think he'd go. If he says, you know what, grow where you're planted, doesn't he say that sometimes?
He does indeed. Bloom where you're planted.
Bloom where you're planted, yeah. You know, that'd be different too. A lot of people would say, hey, that my dream job, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, you know what, I'm kind of content here where I'm at. Different personalities. I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that.
No.
We have Delvin, Chad, Derek, Georgia, Greg. Guys, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. Speaking of Georgia football, we talked about that. Big Hairy Dog, you know the big mascot, right? Big Hairy Dog's coming to Katichi. Yeah. He's coming to Katichi July the 18th. Georgia Bulldog fans, get over and see Big Hairy Dog, man. Get your picture made with him. And you know what? Take the kids over. Take the wife over. Have a great lunch over there. You're going to love seeing that. Now, that is July the 18th. That is next Wednesday. So stop by and see Big Hairy Dog, and that's going to be pretty cool to see that coming up. So play some great golf that day. I'm going to get back over pretty soon. I was talking to a friend yesterday who met with some of the developer people that are talking about some things over there. I wish I could tell you more about it. I'm not at liberty to tell you yet. They've got some massive plans going over. David Ledbetter Academy is already part phase one of this kind of thing. They're going to do all kinds of other phases over there. I love every time I go over it. Katichi, katichi.com, short ride to Hartwell, Georgia. Again, Bulldog fans, stop by Hartwell and see, take the kids, get the picture made, Big Hairy Dog. Just one time I want to get in a mascot's uniform. Just let me do it one time.
Just once?
That's all I want to do. Just once.
Let you be the tiger running up and down the hill carrying the national championship trophy?
I don't have to do that. I could be the Lady Liberty guy out here spinning the come get your taxes done.
Oh, that would be the sign spinner.
The Chick-fil-A cow, man. Just something. I just want to dress up as a mascot. Just dress up something one time. That's all I want.
Next remote we have, we'll get you out there spinning a WCCP sign out on the highway.
Dress me up as Zach Orr 24 out there and just let me do it.
There you go.
Short break. If you're on hold, promise you, we're going to take a it's not a long break at all. I'll get straight to you right after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Well, Canty Foundation and the folks, they're growing like crazy. And their business is, and it's great news. We got a brand new location, and things are going really, really, really well for the folks over at Canty. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention to you, they've got an 8,000 square foot office now, warehouse space over in the Spartanburg Roebuck area near Dorman High School. And they're looking to hire right now. And really with this new location and their business growing, they're hiring construction workers and foremen that want to join a productive team and a new location with a new company here, a new experience. And you know, really You don't have to have experience. They're going to train you with great pay and health benefits and 401k and a fun family atmosphere to work. So if you want to join the best foundation crawl space repair company out there, call today, 475-1671, CantyCanFixIt.com, 864-475-1671, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. And my nice career change for some folks out there. Good stuff there. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Georgia Greg's down in Greenwood. Greg, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, we're blessed. Very good.
Good, good, good. With the discussion, and I know it comes up on the airways a lot about when Saban retires and the possibility of Dabo, and I'm sure Alabama will reach out to Dabo because of his great success building a great program. I just got to believe Dabo will come to, and I think he wouldn't just give an answer right away, but I think he would come to the same conclusion. And Mickey, you and I are the same age, so the only scenario I can remember that kind of ties into it, do you remember when Vince Dooley was asked to come back to Auburn, actually the same year Georgia was in the running for the national championship? And, you know, all the Georgia fans were worried and all that. Eventually Vince decided, hey, man, I've been here. I've built this program. I've got my identity here. Why would I go back to replace? I mean, well, at the time, I don't remember who was the coach at Auburn, but go back to his alma mater essentially is, you know, he had established himself at Georgia by that time. I think Dabo's established his identity at Clemson. Is going to, you know, if he stays the rest of his career at Clemson, he's going to be, if he hasn't already surpassed Ford, he will definitely be, you know, that legend with your program. I think at the end of the day, it just doesn't make sense. And like I said, it's fun to talk about in off season because we run out of things to talk about, but I don't even think it would be, I think it would be a decision he would delay and ponder for respect for his alma mater, but I don't think it would be a decision he would make. And that's my thought on it.
You know, Greg, I remember those days. I remember reading about those days. I didn't follow as closely then. And the crazy part is that they went and hired Pat Dye, who was a Georgia guy. And for all those years, Auburn had a guy who went to Georgia. Georgia had a guy who went to Auburn. and they had great success against each other. Maybe Alabama goes to hire somebody who went to Clemson. Maybe hire Tony Elliott, whatever, and then Dabo and Tony Elliott go head-to-head against each other. I remember them well. Yeah. But let me say this, too. Had they tried to hire Vince Dooley in 1979, where there were Dump Dooley bumper stickers out there, he might have gone.
Right.
So
I think he would have.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all about timing.
Right.
That it's all about, you know, who do you think the AD is going to be whenever I don't know when Saban going to retire. I don't know. You're right though. It's a summertime topic. It's a topic that we're going to discuss, but without really knowing, you know, what's going to happen, and no way to really tell what's going to happen. But I think Kirby Smart right now likes Georgia, but I think he likes his president and administration. Everything's going great. But who's to say that won't be the case? You know, who's to say that you know, Lincoln Riley, who knows what his program's going to look like? Who knows what Tom Herman's program's going to look like? Who knows, man? Who knows how things are going? Why people make moves.
Yeah, and I don't think Saban's – he's still at the top. I mean, I don't see him – I mean, he likes coaching. I don't think he's leaving anytime soon. So you're exactly right. What – it could look – the whole scenario, the whole landscape could look different 5 years from now. There could be a hot coach at a program that has no – and he has no ties to that program. That's probably the coach that would make the decision, not someone who has – established a great program where he is himself, in my opinion.
What happens if Justin Fuente builds at Virginia Tech, starts kicking Dabo Swinney's butt the next two or three, 4 years, wins two national championships at Virginia Tech, and they say, well, we got to get Dabo because he went here. Wait a minute. Let's get Justin Fuente. He's kicking Dabo's butt right now. We want him. We can go get him. Let's go get that guy. What happens if Tom Herman wins the national championship or two at Texas and expresses interest that he's the hot young guy, he's won wherever he's gone? Who knows what that landscape's going to look like? What happens if Dabo Swinney goes 9-3 a couple of years in a row? And now you want a guy who can't win at Clemson again, who was a flash in the pan at Clemson again? You don't want – who knows what that proposition is going to look like? Who knows what the landscape's going to look like?
Are there any other alumni Alabama coaches out there that are even at the level that maybe in 2 or 3 years would be considered? I don't know. I don't know that.
I have to look at that list.
Because I would look. I mean, like I said, I think Dabo, to me personally, Dabo has an ideal situation. I think he is. But you and I are right. We don't know what's best for him and his family, which I think as a family man, that'll be what his decision will be. But I think he's got a great situation. So, I mean, I'd be curious as, you know, what other up-and-coming Alabama alumni coaches are even in the scene. And you mentioned the other day about maybe a Pruitt or even I think if Smart can keep going his way, I mean, he's got alumni ties. And he's from Georgia with his dad, a high school coach. So it would make sense for him to stay, but who knows? I mean, so, yeah. But anyway.
It's a good point. Hey, Greg, go see Big Hairy Dog on the 18th, man. I appreciate the phone call.
All right,
buddy. Thanks a lot. I need to look at coaching trees, what guys have done, where they are now. I think sometimes it has been important for Alabama to hire an Alabama guy and to understand the Alabama way. I get that. It is different there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the blue bloods are that way.
Yeah. Gene Stallings went to Texas A&M. Nick Saban went to
Kent State.
So it didn't have to be an Alabama guy then.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama tried to hire and actually had agreed to Rich Rodriguez.
I remember that. Dabo was supposed to go with him.
That crazy. As it turns out, didn't work out. And by the way, Dabo as an assistant coach turned down Alabama a couple times.
Yeah. Too close to signing day.
Right. So who knows? Oh no, by the way, Nick Saban turned down Alabama on 2 different occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back and got him a third time. So who knows, man? It's a lot about timing through all that. I tell my wife sometimes, WTW. I read this sometime, and we talk about it sometime. Wait to worry. Believe me, there'll be a time where you need to worry about something. But I'm not going to spend my days worrying about something about when I'm going to have to worry about something.
Right.
When it gets here, I'll worry. Until that point in time, why am I going to worry about something that might happen or might not happen? You've seen the movie No Country for Old Men.
I have.
I love it when they come upon the scene in the desert where there's dead people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy looks at him, and the young guy says, "This appears to be managerial." Anyway, where the young deputy looks up at Tommy Lee Jones, the sheriff, and says, "Sheriff, looks like we got ourselves a mess here." And Tommy Lee Jones says, "Well, if not, this will do till the mess gets here."
You know? I mean, I like that, yeah.
There's a lot of things that might could happen.
Right.
I could worry about a car wreck, my roof caving in, hail damage, my grass dying, my future kids having all kinds of issues, my wife leaving me, my bankruptcy case coming up, my lawsuit, the chance that I had a blowout in a tire, and I can worry about all those things.
There's plenty of stuff you can worry about in this world.
That might possibly happen. Most of those things I don't think are going to happen to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait till they happen until I worry about them. How about that?
Yeah.
I got a minute. Let me get Delvin. Delvin, you're a very patient soul, man. I got Paul Shrill at the top of the hour, but I want to save a minute or two for you. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Coach Fowler, because another purpose I have is Nebraska. You remember Tom Arbor retired, their freight load Solis took over.
Yeah.
Won 10 games every year. And he went to that championship game. Yeah. But Nebraska fans were unhappy, so he got fired. Who did they bring in? Bill Callahan. We saw that didn't work out.
Didn't work
they
out.
They bring in Bo Pelini. They went to Bo Pelini. He win 9 games every year. But the AD said he was too angry all the time. They want to bring in somebody nice. They brought in Mike Riley. And you saw what happened with that situation. Yeah. Now they got Scott Frost.
It's a very good point, Delvin. Very, very good point. You don't know, man. You don't know. There's so many variables that are out there, Who knows what's going to happen with those things. I think fit is important. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure Dabo's a good fit at Alabama. Maybe I'm wrong about that. It's a good point,
Matt. I don't think he's a good fit at Alabama either.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll certainly see. Appreciate the phone call. All right, buddy. I'm going to leave you with this in this hour. We're going to talk about this after Paul Strelo.
Okay.
Bovada.com. Here's something that I can kind of control a little bit now, and they're much, much more near future.
Mm-hmm.
Bovada.lv, I should say. Sports book out of Las Vegas.
Okay.
Current odds for the Heisman on your 2018 Heisman Trophy winner. Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin, plus 750.
Okay.
Bryce Love plus 800.
All right.
Tua plus 900. Tied for third with Trevor Lawrence.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jake Fromm is fourth at plus 1,200. Or fifth, I should say, plus 1,200. Khalil Tate plus 1,400. J.K. Dobbins plus 1,500. Stidham is 1,600. Kelly Bryant, by the way, is plus 2,000. But tied for third in the Heisman race right now, Trevor Lawrence.
Guy hadn't played a down in college football. I love it.
Paul Strelo is going to join us up next. We're going to shift gears with him a little bit, talk a lot more college basketball. Still throwing a football one or two. We'd love for you to come back.